All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is what you guys have been waiting for, being a dick. Even though it didn't really do so well last, it was surprising.
It depends.
It just really depends, but everybody loves the Jill episode. That has, like, a ridiculous amount of views.
I mean, we're getting there. They're going through a part where he's out exploring, and she's...
Is that cheese?
Cheese, that's chips.
Oh, those are chips. I thought that was cheese. But where's the cheese?
Well, I don't make the game. I just play it.
Right. Hey, you're here. Hell yeah, brother. Nice to see a friendly face. Did the tampons not work? Bro, keep it down. I left after Leon had his turn with it. I do a lot of crazy shit, but whatever that was is not for me. Thank fuck for that. I thought you'd all lost your minds. It's boredom, you know. I told the boys to come over here, but it didn't sit right with them. It's a free country. Yeah, but family comes first, dude. Being here isn't betraying the dicks, but it feels weird. Then why are you here? Atlanta's my family, too. Aww. Don't worry, though. I understand why you chose to come. I got your back. Thanks, want something to drink? No, I'm good, I got my beer. Hey, Grim, staying out of trouble? You know it. So what's up? Not much, I'm just chatting with people. See you around. Can I make you a drink? I already got one, but thanks. Looking hot tonight, Sarah. Ha, you too. Alright, so what is our task?
Yeah.
Hey, Daw, Anthony, Jimmy, and Chad, and Alex leave. Be Jacob's wingman. Talk to Sage and tell Derek about Ashley. Wow. Okay.
See who that is.
Yes. Are you having fun? So, I'm trying to convince my friend to come here, but she said she's busy. And every minute or two, there's a guy who tries to flirt with me. Jeez. It's like, I know I'm super hot, but my eyes are up here. Well, you can solve that problem by wearing panties under that thing. Haha, you're funny. You're not that good at being discreet. Who said I want to be discreet? Haha, alright. Want something? You haven't offered to get me a drink yet. What do you want? Well, you didn't tell me what you wanted. I want a cola drink. Anything will do. You want to hook up? I might, but I need a drink first.
Get that drink.
She said a cola drink, right?
Yeah, you can get a cola drink. You just mix it with, bourbon or...
What the... The dude's sleeping on Heather's bed. I bet she wouldn't like that.
So you probably need to find Heather and go.
Yeah, I do, and I'll have him out. Fuck, where's Heather?
Can't remember which one. That.
No, I can't either. Hold on, though. I think we got this fixed. Because we'll go to art. No, seriously. We'll go to the art. We'll go to the rewards. No, I don't see Heather, though. I don't see Heather.
Well, then it's not them, I don't guess.
No, it's not them.
That's the one that...
Hey, Ashley. Hey, Grim.
You gotta get him to leave somehow or not.
Hey. Is any one of you good at mixing drinks? Not really. I can make a strawberry daiquiri. That's about it. It's rum and strawberries, right? Sure is. It's a bottle of whiskey wedged between the cushions. Can make a nice cold drink.
Take.
Oh, there was some... I'm Just looking, you know.
Whiskey and cola's a good drink.
No, I can't have it. Don't.
I thought you already took it.
Like, I can't.
Oh, you came in real life.
No, I can't.
In the game, you can, though.
I know. Not the same.
Is that Heather?
I shouldn't push it. You fucking idiot.
Nope, you must not be.
Alright, so that's not it. It's gonna be a pain in the ass going through. Damn, this got holy all of a sudden. Heather!
There you are.
You can be in here. They left. I know. Who do you think made them leave? It was Arieth. Keep thinking that. Was it you? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just enjoying the party. She didn't have nothing to say, though. Let's mix a drink.
Whiskey. Cola. Becky?
I think so, yeah. That'll have her on her fucking ass. Cause I know it had me on my ass. Here you go. A cola drink. Woo, right on.
Get a whiskey drink. And a soda drink. And a then and
it. It was a cider drink.
A cider drink, yeah. All about the good times. Talk about all the bad times.
Yeah. Sings the songs. Tells the songs of the stories of the good times. The stories of the... it's weird that I know that stupid song.
I remember the 90s. Good times.
Yeah. Well, I still experienced them.
Yeah.
You know, with all the stuff. I was watching Beavis and Butthead yesterday, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, man, music used to be amazing.
Oh, I remember.
God damn, I remember.
I was there.
Yeah, me too. Do you want to hook up? Well, I don't fuck complete strangers at parties. Can you make an exception? You're cute. Okay, I'll suck your cock in the bottom stall if you want it. I'll meet you there. Well, that's what we were talking about. Let's go. Where's the bathroom, folks? Hello, I'm waiting for you. There you are. Whoa, the stall is tight. Yeah, I don't think they're designed for fitting two people in at once. I heard a rumor about you. Thought I was a complete stranger, yet you heard rumors about me. Is it true that you're, you know, my what? You know. Yeah, I know, but I like seeing you uncomfortable trying to say it. Ah, fuck you. So, is it that big, or are they exaggerating? Who have you spoken to? I'm not telling you that. Well, take a look for yourself. It's right here.
Ta-da.
Like, wow, are you for real? Some rumors are true, I guess. Those sluts fucking undersold it. They probably didn't even see it for themselves. Again, I don't know what you're talking about. Tell me, does it grow even bigger than this? Play with it and find out. Wow, it does. Keep going. Oh yeah, what was your name again? It's Becky with a Y. People spell it with an I? Only stupid ones do. Do you want me to take it in my mouth? Yeah, try to impress me. What, you think I'll gag? I wouldn't blame you if you did. Trust me, it's not my first time with a big dick. Oh.
Okay, we'll go.
Nice, but that's only halfway, really. Good though, huh?
I don't think I'd tell her, like, no, this won't do.
Yeah, but you can't deep throat, Becky. I thought you could. You oversold your blowjob skills. Trust me, I can take all of it. Hold my head and I'll show you. Okay. Fuck yes, that's more like it. Told ya, are you gonna fuck my throat or what? Shit, I might get off like this. Yeah, Becky, you better get ready. I'm gonna fill your throat.
And then she chokes to death and now he's a murderer.
Oh, shit. Fuck, that's more than a shot. Nice job, consider me impressed. Now that we're not strangers, wanna fuck? As if you can go at it again. Not right now, but you know, give me a minute or so. Nice try. You should leave. I need to freshen up. See you later, stranger. Well, that was fun.
Alright, you gotta go find Lance, be his wingman. Or Jacob.
Yeah!
He's at the top of the stairs.
Lance? I didn't think there was a Lance in Dix. Lance is like that gay man name that you were thinking of.
Every gay stereotype's got a Lance.
Are you still out here? Are you mocking me? No, but what's the point of coming here if you're gonna stay out here? Hey, I'm having fun. Whatever you say, bro. Alright.
Gotta find who to...
It's just a bathroom.
I don't know who he...
Why's Chad here? Mind your own business. Whoa, no need to be a bitch to me. It was a simple question. I didn't know it was a sensitive one. You seem okay. I don't know why he's here. I didn't invite him. Maybe Grim heard something? I can't say that I did. Let me know if you find out. Grim, can you get me something to drink? What do you want? Something smooth and strong would be great. I'll see what I can do. And that cola and whiskey?
Maybe. I don't know. Don't leave the party.
No, we're not leaving the party. What are we gonna make?
Let's say.
We gotta be strong, it's just whiskey.
Whiskey.
But what are we gonna mix it with?
Try a cola. Let's see. Or you could.
Alright.
It probably should have been vodka, rum, and strawberry.
He said it was horrible. Quite possibly horrible drink.
Myself. I guess take that one to Sage and see what happens.
Alright. Well, if I know women, when you hand them alcohol, usually they're not too,
but we're playing a game.
Right.
I hadn't just ran into several strangers and then like, hey, can I suck your dick?
I'm sure it happens.
Maybe. But then they're like, that'll be $50.
Right. Depends on how well you did liquor her up a little bit. Just saying.
One drink. Oh, boy.
We have to.
Okay,
let's make it fast and effective. Blar. What the hell? Look at Daw. Daw, you're getting the floor all wet. Don't tell me you pissed in the pool again. That's how we did it. Okay. I mean, we had to.
I would say he didn't see who it was. Okay. Well, you need to find Sage.
I know. It's not in the lobby. It's not in the kitchen. It's not Josie and Heather's.
Last time it was upstairs. Pass him.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Your drink. Ah, thanks. Love me some whiskey. She's Irish. Of course she loves some whiskey.
Just assuming already.
Yes. No, she's Irish, bruh. Thank you. Like Anthony, Jimmy, Chad, and Alex leave. Tell Heather about Jimmy. You know what I am gonna do? I got an idea.
Yeah, somehow you gotta be his wingman.
Hey! Hey, feeling happy again? Never been better. Is that... It looks like aluminum foil.
Looks like some kind of pastry.
No, it looks like a pastry, but she's got the aluminum foil on it still.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it with her.
Who invited Chad? Do you know who invited Chad to the party? Is he here? I didn't even see him. Okay. Hey. Leave. Party on.
What was the other option?
You know who invited Chad? I wouldn't tell you if I knew. Hold on. That was my bad. I'm not sure if you're aware, but there's a drunk jock passed out on your bed. You gotta be fucking kidding me. Jimmy, wake up! Huh? If you're so drunk that you pass out at our party, you should leave. Come on, I was just napping. Go nap somewhere else. Great, now I have to clean my sheets. Fuck you, Jimmy. 5 of 8 elf has left the party.
Alright, what do you do with Arius? What was the other question you could have asked her?
That was it. There was only one question that she gave us, honestly. We can try again, but... That's it.
Who invited
you? Yeah, we did that already.
Now... go to where the next jock is.
Damn, at least I know where the fucking kitchen is, because I've been up there for a while. Bathroom. Alright, so now we're in the main. You know it, okay. Who invited Chad? You know why he's at the party? Chad, why do you want to know? It's not a big deal. Sage is wondering. Oh, I can see why she would wonder. I don't know why she's here. Why he's here, though. Thanks anyway. There's nothing you can do out here. Yeah. Except get a special render.
Alright.
Okay.
Alright.
That's Sage. Damn, she looks way different in that 2D art.
Great.
I'm trying to figure out because they
Which
said
one's
it.
The new one?
I don't know, yeah. I mean, all these kind of seem a little... Those all seem new. I don't remember any of those. So which one was this? Oh, yeah, Chill Study. Oh, bottle of whiskey. I don't want to steal from Sage, but now I know she likes whiskey. Found another render.
Alright.
It's a lot from her. Oh, cool. It's like some cyberpunk type shit.
Yeah.
That's cool. We got a contact.
Oh, yeah, get you messaged him. You need to get a hold of Derek.
Hello, ass man. You're drunk. I told you it would work. I never doubted you. Well done. Be careful. So I'm at this party. A party where? At the Hots. You went? Yeah, there's a bunch of alphas here. Be careful, ass man. Anyway, I recognize some of the girls from a dick party. Am I wrong or do you have the Hots for them? A few of them, maybe. Let's see. Ah, yeah, Cuddly and Clara. Oh, Clara, that's the one Jacob's going for. What's her name? Penny. Cole. Why are you wondering? Nothing, just checking. I just talked to Ashley. What did she say? She wanted me to tell you that she's not mad at you anymore. She's not? No, she was mad, but she's over it. And I hate to break it to you, but I think she's with that Alpha Anthony now. It's not over until it's over. Yeah, so Derek, hello? He fucking hung up. There you go. And it's safe? Why wouldn't it be? Because it's not from a pharmacy. Didn't I tell you that you can trust her? Do you want to keep getting raped, buying something you don't... Do you want to keep getting raped, buying something you can't live without? That's what they're doing to you, Karen. Pharmacies and medical companies are raping you. They are raping you. Hey, I'm just making sure. Try it out. If it's not for you, no hard feelings. What do I owe you? Oh, Karen, you read books. The first one's always free. I still get 10% off, right? After a second time, you bet. Hello, we're busy here. You two should join the party. Have some drinks, dance, take a dip in the pool, or relax in the sauna. Do you have a sauna? It's in the basement. You can find towels there, too. Hey, I was looking for you. Thanks for last time. Anytime. What was that about? Just some girl talk. I didn't think you'd hang out with those two. You know them. I'm terrified Karen is in the past, and Sally's tried to terrify me. Or, I'm sorry, I've terrified Karen in the past, and Sally's tried to terrify me. Haha, that sounds about right. I need to do a thing. Find me later. Let's have a drink, okay? Sure. Hidden button found. A bottle of rum!
Mixed with strawberry.
Take the bottle of rum!
Make her drink.
Okay, we got two that we need to make leave. Talk to Ashley, be Derek's wingman. Make Chad and Alex leave. That's gonna be hard. Wow. That's still cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, I have an idea. Yep. What? Derek? Cries. Yep, we got rid of Anthony. Wow, we got rid of Anthony. This is great.
Alright, now you gotta get rid of the two when you go in the room.
Well, that you have to ask everybody. Who invited Chad? Chad's here tonight. You know who invited him? Wasn't us. Do you know who might know? Ask Heather or Elena. They seem to know a lot about what's going on here. Hey, I know things too. Haha, but not this.
Elena, so you need to find.
You need to leave. What? Just fucking trust me, leave. What? Bro, wait up! We did it. Hey, girls. Not now, Grim. Okay. Leave the party. As Derek what he did, be Derek's wingman.
Be Jason's wingman. Find
Derek's wingman is what it said. Online now.
Well, go find her and talk to her. You know, talk about what's her name at least.
Ass man. Dude, what did you do? What? What did you tell Ashley? She stormed off. I don't know, man. I think I wrote her something. So what's up? You know anything about mixing drinks? Try me.
Rum and strawberry.
What goes well with rum? I can't help you there. Oh wait, cola works. That's all. Talk to you later. Hey, I got rid of the alphas. For real? Yeah, some left without me even trying, haha. It's basically just you, me, John Boy, and a bunch of chicks. That's fucking amazing. What are you waiting for? Go get that chick, Clara, was it? You're a fucking legend, dude.
See if you got that one. Alright, Derek, you need to talk to that girl he's into.
Where the fuck is she?
Well, you gotta look for her, huh? You stormed out.
I know.
Oh, and you gotta get a hold of her too, probably.
There's my bitch. Got it time for that drink? Yeah, know how to make one? Think I can figure out what do you want. Something mixed but classic. Surprise me. You got it.
Mix the rum and the strawberries.
You think so?
Yep. You found it in a room anyway.
Seems fruity and sweet. Yeah. Classic drink, right? One classic drink for the lady. The lady, how much did you drink? A few, maybe. That at the fucking spot. Nice. You look hot tonight. That's an understatement. What are you doing? Are you scared to touch me in public? No, I don't do caressing and shit. Also, who do you think you are? I thought I was your bitch. Try it. You might like it. I don't understand you. What? Shut up. I'll humor you. Nice, huh? Meh. Wait, what the fuck? No cameras. Aha, I got you. That's funny.
That's funny.
Who invited? Oh, so Chad's here tonight, so? Do you know why? Babe, I don't even care.
Hey. The Chad, we're not even worried about Chad.
I know, I'm surprised that they even...
Even after he left, he kept asking, where's Chad?
Thanks for telling me about Jimmy. With my luck, I bet he started puking in my bed if you hadn't. No worries. You can relax now, by the way. Huh? It's a party and you're fuming. Tommy's been acting weird lately, and he keeps touching his neck when I ask him why. So? So that's his fucking tell, dude. He's always lying or uncomfortable when he does that. I know something's up. Do you know anything about it? Family comes first, right?
Don't tell.
No, I can't say that I do. Okay.
I mean, if you were going after her in the game, yeah, then you would, but...
Be Derek's wingman.
You got... No, you've already called and you've got to find the girl in the...
Oh, yeah. Thank you for leading me where I need to be in the fucking game, but I don't know. Not there.
Alright, gotta go with stars.
No, let's check every goddamn room.
Was that painting a rendered?
Hold on.
I had it lit up a minute ago, it looked like. Well,
hey, I recognize you, I think. We've been to your parties. I think this is Derek's maggot brother. Yeah, that's right. Do you know him? Yeah, he's cute. Haha, do you think? I think he's goofy as hell. Ah, you like him? What are your names again? Penny. Kylie. Nice, I'm Grim. So, Penny, you're in luck. Derek's single. No, I don't think so. Isn't he with that redhead? No, she broke his heart. They were looking for different things in life. She couldn't match Derek's heart. He. Haha. Poor thing. He's no poor thing. Don't be fooled, Penny. He's a horn dog like the rest of them. He's not a horn dog. I know the guy. There's no one better. If you're gonna fool them, you'll have to do better than that. All I'm saying is, he's a great guy. Are you his promoter or what? Can a guy help his friend? I happen to know that he likes Penny here. He liked you too, but I'm gonna let him know that you're a bitch. How dare you? Stop fighting. Tell Derek I said hi, okay? Well, do. I think we're done with this.
We'll look at your task, make sure.
We're done.
Don't worry, I'll tell him you're a bitch. That's classic. The front door.
Alright.
Front.
Hold on.
It's not the front. You gotta go to where the kitchen area is.
Alright.
Leave that.
All right, the party is over at the Hots. Yeah! It's just me, guys, again. Fuck, it's not over yet, boys. Have some patience. Yeah! She fucked a dick, he came real quick, and now she does the walk. What walk? The walk of shame, the walk of shame! Our dick brother, he's got game. See, the song is too long. They always leave before it's over. What if we lock the doors next time? Yeah, Derek's a lucky guy. She fucked a dick, he came real quick, and now she does the walk. What walk? The walk of shame, the walk of shame. Our dick brother, he's got game. Yeah. Wow, what a welcome. Fuck, it's just Grim. I think that's it, right? Who were you expecting? That's the beauty of it. We never know. Just like the last time when you banged Joe...
Mama.
Joe Mama.
Oh, well, it just...
My mom's dead, dude. That's not funny. And don't mind me. I'm just gonna update the board. Alright. Boosting up them 30s. Now we gotta boost up 40s. I like this one. All right, there we go. See, we only got 40, but we're trying to build up for the windows. Okay. So, done. Wow, we have not messed with the terrace at all.
No, or the porch.
Damn! I want to get somebody on there, like... some that we've done nothing with. Oh, okay, you gotta put... there, gonna fix that bathroom. We need the weakest dude on there. Got two guys that are gonna do work. All right. Alright, so we're gonna have that whole thing done. Nothing, then the next one we'll just focus on that. Because, I mean, when we get all those rooms complete, which they'll be completed. That'll be complete, that'll be complete, that'll be complete, that'll be complete. We're gonna have, I mean, we've already got the whole basement completed. So we'll have about 60 to 70% complete. And then we got this here, the front hallway, the porch. We can take just a few guys on there, and then everybody else will do. Let's see, the terrace will be done in one person. And then, of course, that'll be done in one person. And that has more people that need to be on it. And that has more people. And that does. But yeah, we'll get it. We'll get it pretty much knocked out next time. Morning, bro. Hungover? No, it's not too bad. What about you? A bit, but I'm mostly tired. Go back to bed then. Nah, I took yesterday off. I should work some today. Let's see what you got for me. Cleaning the mansion. Sounds good. Cell phone rings. Fella, good morning. Are you awake and decent? Awake, yes. Decent? Well, depends on your standards. I know this is last minute, but I need your help. Oh, it sounds serious. Yes. What is it? Jill just called me. She's playing tennis today, and I need you to come with and play doubles with us. Wow, turns out that it wasn't serious at all. She's having a date with Tybalt. Come again? I'll explain later. If you come with me, we can play them and ruin their date. Are you in? That sounds evil, I guess, but are you sure? I'm not supposed to see her. I'm coming to pick you up. Be ready. Buck, what's wrong, ass man? I need to take the day off. So? I was going to work and keep morale up. It feels shitty to leave when the others are working. You mean like most of us do from time to time? Yeah, well, I felt that I need to step it up, so everyone else does. I'll cover for you. I know what to do. I'm staying home doing laundry today anyway. Are you sure? Who do you think has been updating the board when you rested? I thought that was Rusty. Nope, D-Boy. Oh, great job then. Sorry for not noticing. It's all good, ass man. So is the washing machine done anytime soon? Uncomfortable? Very.
He ain't even put on pants.
He's like, no shirt, no pants, no problem. He doesn't fucking care. Have you played a lot? What's that? Tennis, have you played a lot? Enough to make a match interesting. I haven't played doubles before, is it fun? When you're not playing against Tybalt, it is. Have you played against him before? No, I'm extrapolating data. You're what? I'm assuming it won't be fun. He'll be pissed when he realizes I'm on your team. That's the point. How long is she going to go along with this? Are you jealous? That's not it. I care about Jill. And she obviously cares enough to do this for you. She'll be able to shake him soon. How do you know that? She told me. What did she tell you? His demands. 3 dates to make her change her mind and not see you in private anymore. But it wasn't anymore as in forever, right? Nothing is forever. And this is date number 2. Number 2, I thought that rooster post was bullshit. Yeah, I made sure it was a waste just like this one will be. You really hate him. I'm not a hateful person. Hey, don't mind me. That makes me like you more. I don't do this because I hate him. I do it because I love Jill. I just wish she could find her voice. Oh, okay, they're here. Don't say anything stupid to him. Remember, we don't want him to change his mind for the worse. Yeah, so what are we doing exactly? He came here to play tennis. We came here to play mind games. Hi, guys. Bella, now it all makes sense. It's going to be so fun to play doubles. Jibbalt versus you and... you.
Stay nice.
Tybalt, always a pleasure. Are we ready for some doubles? I don't think we are. It's not in private. You never said anything about being in public. I can't control what Bella brings. I'll serve. I'll show you, you ugly face wearing rags piece of filth.
What do you want, easier? Do you get anything for doing hard? Yeah, that'd be... you gotta hit one of those balls.
Buddy. All right, hold on. What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. It looks like you're supposed to are you supposed to click on hit, or are you, click on... you wait for... oh, I got you. Bam! I knew that was coming.
Ouch, ouch, ouch. Don't worry, I'm good.
Reminds me of School for Scoundrels.
Unbeatable. Ouch, ow, I don't worry, Jill, it's just a tennis ball. It doesn't hit that hard. Oh!
We're winning.
It's poor balls. Are you alright? He did that on purpose. I'm sure he didn't do that on purpose. Or maybe he did. I'm good. Oh!
Oh, again? I think we're winning, though.
Yeah. Maybe we should stop? No, the date's not over yet. I'm good.
I guess...
you unlocked a special render. I think I'm bleeding. Oh my god, Tybalt, your teeth. My prosthetic is gone. Where is it? Oh no! This is not happening.
Good game.
Good game today. It wasn't my usual racket. That's why this game went the way it did. What a shitty excuse.
Maybe.
A loss is still a loss, no matter the way you try to put it. It wasn't a loss. We were hardly competing. I bet you couldn't afford to compete in the sport. Why are you telling me that? Because you walk around like a winner. We both know that you're not. Yeah, sure, I'm a big loser because my parents couldn't afford the things yours could. You couldn't be more wrong. You could try, but you'd fail at that as well. I too come from poverty. Haha, that's a good one. So you're a loser like me then? No, I've risen from the pit. My journey and where it's taken me are what make me a winner. Showering naked with another dude makes you a winner? Talk about setting a low bar. I'll have you know that... That what? Your argument is childish. I'm done discussing this with you. Don't mind me. I think you're the childish ones with your actions. Using me to get to jail is not something a winner would do. It's a desperate loser in the making. Ah, you couldn't be more wrong. Again, she's warming up to me. I can feel it. Meanwhile, have fun not seeing her again. Ah, don't hit me. Well, that was different. He lost his front teeth. Yeah, like I said, different. I happen to have a mean smash. We won the match, didn't we? Cut the bullshit. I didn't bring you to hurt him and give him another reason to stay mad at you. Well, maybe you shouldn't have thought that through. I tend to act on impulse. I don't like the guy. This is not my fault. So what now? I'm driving you home. Thanks. Could you do me a favor and look in the glove department? Compartment. Sure, what do you need from it? Look in there and you'll find your answer. What are these? I believe those belong to Kathy. I can explain. Don't. That pause told me everything. I'm not mad, but I was a bit shocked to find those under the passenger seat. I don't know what to say. I'm sorry. I wasn't going to show you that I found them. That would have been less embarrassing, yes. But I chose to do so because of Jill. And I want to tell you that you better be damn sure about what your intentions are. You're free to make your own choices in life, Grim. It's common not to know what or who you want. It's also common to date and sleep around. Yeah, I know, relationships and whatnot. It's not easy knowing what you want. I understand. But when you get close to someone, you keep making choices without thinking about the girl you're dating. Those choices will hurt both of you. It's not what I want to do. I hope that's the case. Fuck. Have fun not seeing her again. Tybalt's such a creep. And Jill wants me to stay away from her. She's fighting for me. It's crazy. I never asked her to do what she's doing. I don't want her to date him. And while she's doing that for me, I'm fooling around with Sage.
Fight for Jill?
I still want Jill. I don't have it all figured out, but I can fight for her. Her light is on. Perfect. Tybalt's light is off. Is he asleep? I need to notice her to notice that I'm here. I left my phone charging, the traditional way it is. Tink. Tink. Grim? Is it safe? For what? I'm coming up. He's gonna hurt himself. Jill? Whispers, over here, what the? There you are. What are you doing here? What I told you I would do. I'm not gonna stop seeing you in private. You're out of your mind. You're risking everything I'm trying to do for you being here. Are you not happy to see me? Not even one bit? Of course I am, but I want to play this safe. Alright, I'll walk out the door then. Wait, you can't leave now. They're downstairs in the bar. They could be going to bed any minute now. You're sending me mixed signals. I can't stay and I can't leave. Pardon. You can stay. I didn't say you couldn't. But I wanted you to see the gravity of the situation. I know all that already. So why don't you listen? Because I'm stubborn. No, wait. That's you. That's both of us. Answer me. Because I don't want to live that way. He doesn't matter to me. You're the one who matters. Climbing up my balcony at night. It's so ironic. What is? It's what my sister used to do. Why would she climb up your balcony? How do I put it? She wasn't allowed to come back home at times, and that was her way of still seeing me. Why couldn't she come back home? My parents thought she was a bad influence on me. She went through a phase, and... Do you know how some families have a black sheep? Was she it? Yes, and it's pretty easy becoming one when your last name is Royce. All you'd have to do is to be a little bit different. She didn't live up to the expectations that were forced upon her. Sadly, that only made it worse. Anyway, I'm sitting here writing about her, and then you threw that pebble. It's almost like a sign that she's watching. What are you writing? Personal things. But I was going to go to bed. And now you can't. I should have called. Yeah, and I thought we said to keep it on the phone until this is over. Even though you're ignoring what I tell you, part of me is happy that you're here. Door knocking. Jill, do you want to join us for a nightcap? No, I'm sleeping. Oh, but since I woke you up, maybe I can bring it to you? Didn't you hear her? I'm sleeping. Go away. All right. Then I should go to bed as well. Sleep tight, Jill. You're out of your mind. What? Ha ha ha. I mean it when I say that I don't care about him. And I mean it when I say that I care what happens to you. I don't like going over your head another time. But I'm gonna do that if it means you won't get into legal trouble. Hey, I'm starting to get used to getting into trouble. I'm the black sheep in my family. You don't have any siblings. That doesn't matter. You're impossible. It's one of my many charms. Look at the confidence on you. Do you like it? Kind of did until you had to point it out. There you go. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
We're finally doing it. No.
No.
Uh-uh. I don't think we're that confident. Nope.
No.
She's not doing it.
Not yet.
I think it's you who aren't. You're right. I'm not. You have to go a bit easy on me. Am I being too rough? Not that. It's a bit embarrassing to talk about this. Yeah, I can tell. You're blushing hard right now. Sorry. Pointing it out doesn't help. I have a feeling that you don't quite understand where I'm coming from. What you're doing right now, with your hand, by holding it here? Yes. I'm not used to that. Aren't you? No, and right now I have butterflies all over. It's a good feeling, though. I can feel that, too. Still, you don't understand what I'm getting at. Are you a virgin? This is where it gets awkward. It's not awkward. Well, now I see what you mean about going easy on you. I'm sorry. Wait, why are you saying that you're sorry? That's not a bad thing. Well, it kind of is. I mean, you with your confidence and all. Hey, I'm not that confident. Not at all. Sometimes I have no clue what I'm doing. I just go with it. When it comes to this, you are. I can be confident too with many things, but not this. You don't have to be confident with this. The first time I did it, I didn't have a clue what I did. I just licked whatever was in my face and moved my hips. Ha ha ha! See, sex should be fun. I think you're putting way too much pressure on yourself if you're this scared of giving in and doing it. Maybe I am, but I don't think I'm ready for it. I want it to be perfect. I don't think that the first time ever is perfect. I think that's something that comes with time after doing it many times together. You get that from learning each other's rhythms, likes, and dislikes. Well, I suppose I think differently about this. I don't want to waste my first time. Ouch. Okay. No, no, no. That's not what I meant. I want to know without a shadow of doubt that I won't regret it. I almost want to say you can't control that. You can't control that, Jill. Believe me, you will have disappointing sex at some point. It could very well be disappointing the first time you have it. I'm not trying to push you into doing something you don't want, but that's how it is. Maybe for you. Yeah, definitely for me. I've had times where I was awful at it. We don't have to talk about this in detail. I feel a bit uncomfortable talking about this. Okay, let's stop then. I'm not sure what to say now. Yeah. It's getting late. Maybe I should leave? Yeah. Next time, if you want to, you can throw pebbles at my windows. Oh, wait. I don't have any windows. Well, you can still throw pebbles through where they used to be if you want to. We don't have to worry about being spotted at my place, is what I'm trying to say. Grim, you're great, but... Good night. Good night. Butterflies or not, I can't put my finger on it. Something about this feels off. Lynette. Dear Diary, it's been a while. My brilliant plan wasn't so brilliant. And now I'm here, whatever this godforsaken place is. But I've not given up hope. Dad's told me he's undecided about selling our home. I don't know if that's a way for him to trick me into coming here or not. But I hope that's the case because this place sure isn't pretty. Everything here is a mess. I got my own room, but it needs to be renovated. Can you believe that? The wallpapers are all worn out, and the furniture that came with the hotel is, too. It doesn't feel like a home. It feels like a punishment. I asked Dad why I couldn't stay at our old place. If we're not selling it, what's the harm? Do you know what he said? He said no, without an explanation. Just plain no. And that's why I feel like he's lying about not selling it. Either that, or he doesn't want me to leave. Or both. L. Ugh, it's too early. But the good news is that I don't need an alarm clock anymore. 7 a.m. every morning now. Do they realize how much noise a wrecking ball makes? You don't want to wake up to the sound of it crashing through the walls. Not my walls, obviously. Haha, that would have been something. They are demolishing the adjacent buildings and the most run-down parts of the hotel to rebuild it from scratch. Stupid guys in hard hats. I can hear them laughing from here, but from what I don't know... Haha, alright? Where's the other one? Oh, la-di-da, Mr. Two Balls. I play the hand I was dealt. Neil, get down from there. Yeah, sorry, boss. And where the hell is your hard hat? Don't tell me you're operating heavy machinery without protection. Yep. I'll get it straight away. Close one. And I guess I got the answer to where your other ball is, in the boss's pocket. I'm not gonna bite the hand that feeds. I got balls, but I've also got brains. Not for long if you don't get that hard hat. Says the dude showing up in the clothes his mother lays out for him. Wife, not mom. Haha, same thing. Boys, come, have a look. What am I looking at? See those walls you're gonna tear down? What about them? Well, don't. One's a load-bearing wall. The plans are all wrong. Someone's been building without permission. What do you want me to do about it? Go tell the boss. I will, but I'm telling you before you go swinging away by accident. I'm not stupid. Uh-huh. Don't you think the engineers would check that before sending us the plans? That could have been expensive. Neil? Yeah, expensive. I heard you. What are you looking at? See for yourself. Wowza! Who is that? I heard the owner had a daughter. It must be her. Dibs. No way, you're married. Fuck. What is wrong with this place? The water is coffee color, but there's no coffee smell coming from it. Dan! Hello? Anyone? Ugh. She's been moody these last few pages. It's like there was nothing she enjoyed about moving. If I'm reading this correctly, it could be that. Haha, maybe Dad is one of the stupid guys wearing hard hats. Hard hat, check! Do you want a medal? If you got one, sure, the vest would look fancier. Now, if you could drop that smart-ass attitude, we'd be dandy. Start clearing the debris. I have another headache to sort through. Let me guess, the bearing wall. How'd you know about it? I could spot it from a mile away. That's why I was goofing off before. I knew we'd have to wait for your command. You know, Neil, I don't give you enough credit. Nice looking out. That's a mistake we don't want on our hands. Sucker. Hi, the name's Neil. I'm looking for my son. And who would that be? The last time I checked, it's Grim. Oh, are you his dad? Rusty. Nice to meet you, sir. He speaks highly of you. Does he? Come on in. I think he's in his room. Son! Dad, hey! What are you doing here? I thought I'd join you. I'm the new kid. Yeah, right. Hilarious. Oh, you were reading her diary. Yeah, I decided to do it, but I'm taking it slow. One page at a time. I don't want to rush it, and honestly, it's a bit weird reading her words. I bet. Why did you come all this way? It's not that far. I wanted to see your room. Well, this is it. Nice, huh? You mentioned it was big, but this is bigger than I imagined. It's a lovely home. Yeah, totally. We just have to fix it. Oh, these windows aren't cheap. I hope insurance will cover them. It's a mess, Dad, but don't worry about it. Mine's not the only room with broken windows. Yeah, I saw. I know a guy who can do the job. Lewis, he owes me one. I helped him build his lodge in White Creek, remember? Yeah, I remember. That's when you taught me how to install wood panels. Do you remember how to do that? You were what, 13? Almost 15. It was the summer you let me drive your work van in the forest. Right, haha, the dent is still there. Don't remind me. Well, work vans get dents all the time. Either way, Lewis is your guy. Don't order new ones until you let me help you, okay? I'm sure the guys will love to hear that. We're just a bunch of rookies trying our best to fix this place. I smell adhesive. Have you been doing home improvement? Yeah, parts of the walls need a new wallpaper. I fixed that wall right over there. This here? We hired painters who didn't do it this well. Oh, we've hired painters who didn't do it this well. Okay, Dad, you don't have to do that. I'm not a professional. You could have fooled me. The pattern alignment is near perfect, and that's not a simple feat. I have to be honest. I didn't just come to see your room. No? As far as my supervisor is concerned. I thought you were the supervisor. Supervisors have supervisors, too. Well, that's true. Yep. And as far as he's concerned, I went to the dump with the furniture we're replacing. Wait, why are you working on a Sunday? We need to clear out the rooms of the hotel by tomorrow afternoon. That means overtime. I see, don't work too hard. You need to rest, too. Don't worry. I'll take a day off next week instead. Anyway, we're improving the lot. There's a new owner, and he wants it his way. And it's perfect timing for you and your friends. I took a detour to the dump and ended up here with it. Did you bring us furniture? A truck full of it. That's fucking perfect. Language. Yeah, yeah. Well, come and have a look. And I think we could use some manpower to bring it in. If we hurry, I can make a couple more trips today. Great, I hope some of the guys are still around. Some of them are working all day today. Dad brought us 3 vans filled with furniture. Granted, some were worn out and ended up in the dumpster after inspection. But a lot of it we could use. There's everything from fancy to standard furniture in that van. Hell, there were even mini fridges and TVs from that hotel. We really struck gold. After unloading the truck, everyone was excited to pick out what they liked for their rooms in the mansion. We didn't quite finish, but we spent all day decorating the mansion. Well, the parts of it that we could at the moment.
Okay,
he's got a real bed now. Yeah, well, he's got a bed frame now, yeah. After seeing even more potential than I thought for my room, I was starting to get worried that others would get jealous. Even so, this room was mine now, and I worked hard for it. Man.
voice.
He really got it looking good in there, didn't he? It's called, oh, we don't know.
Okay. The world doesn't care, dazed marrow.
Morning. Finally, I can't wait to continue working on my room. Complete the tasks in the task app. Your dick score was updated. Wow.
Can you not click on?
You know Maya, right? Hi, yeah, what about her? Is she feeling well? It's not my place to say. Yeah, I'm trying to find a way to do it. I guess I was looking for some information that could help me talk to her. She's going through a rough period. At the moment, that's all I can say. I think that would work.
Yeah.
I knew it. Thanks, Grim. Are you concerned? A bit, yeah, I can't place my finger on it. Just a feeling. Anyway, thanks for the help. Thanks for the furniture. Everyone's so happy right now. Love you too. I hope you get your... I'll give him a call tomorrow, today or tomorrow, to give him a heads up and ask him to give you a quote on the windows. Sounds perfect. Have a good day. Ooh. Ooh, that was a bite. All right. Yeah, okay, I've decided something, but please tell me you're okay. You're with me on this.
What's up?
I'm joining the gym today. Please, please, please join it with me. Let's do it. Let's meet up after school and sign for up for it together. Oh, we're going to have a gym.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Because we don't have it. Yeah, a gym would be a new area. Rooster. She almost punched me for this. Oh, all the party shit's coming out. Barring a few incidents, the party was a success. Hot's party. Let's see, it was a blast. Let's do it. Let's not invite Chevy 69 again. Did something happen? Get over it already. I was drunk. Question, so do we have to wear these outfits for every party, or we could dress how we want to? Thanks again. You know that feeling when you're hungry and you really want to eat pizza? Then you go to the kitchen to eat pizza, but you think the pizza's there for you. It turns out someone else is eating your pizza, and then you have to order another pizza. It's too late, and they're all out of pizza, so you end up eating cereal or something instead. That happened. I don't piss in the pool this time, okay? Someone pushed me. Right on. Hots and Alphas back at it again. It depends on the party. I'll make sure to fill you in later. Thanks for a great party. Who the fuck stole my bottle of rum? I believe I borrowed it. There should be some left in the kitchen. Great party. Let's do it again with a slight change of the invite list.
Or... I don't know. You might get something going. I don't know.
I believe I borrowed it. I don't know. It's...
I don't
Boom!
Know.
Try it. We're gonna take some risks. You drank half the punch bowl. What do you expect? Another great party. Love the party. The invite list. I'm open to suggestions. Hey, you. She remembers. She remembers.
Yep.
Drunken roomy booty shape. Okay, I didn't know they could do videos.
Yeah, they can. It's Rooster, damn it. They can do whatever the hell they want.
Woo, wow, that's fucking hot. Damn, that's a fine ass. You want to put those skills to work? I tapped that ass like a keg on dollar beer night. Haha, you know I tapped that ass. Okay, hold on. You know you don't have to say those things to me. Cammy, work it, girl. I thought it was the bass that was making the house shake. It turns out it's Cammy's booty. fucking saved. Okay, this video wasn't as hot, wasn't as fun when you're sober. Do you want me to delete it? No, it's good to have a reminder for the future. She almost punched me for this. Wow, what the fuck is this? You're choking him, right? Aha, nope. Should have gone to the hots instead. Unexpected, but alright. She must have been very drunk. Looks like someone's popular. Seems like it. Yeah, it was awesome. You want to play, pervert? Let's play. Oh, I'm shaking. Not yet. I love fucking with her. Oh, okay. This is just the bios of all the characters now. They've made it different.
Well, you can find a name in that one.
Well, yeah, we can find a name now. Which is great. So, now that we got all that done, I think it's a good time to end it. Yeah, save and end it for this one. So, at any rate, this will be the Grimlord and Dead Penetration. We are out for being a dick. And we will be back with more being a dick. I know there wasn't a whole lot of sex and stuff. There was a lot in the last video, and you guys barely watched it. So maybe you like this one more because it's got more Jill in it. So
yeah, if you're able to watch them in order,
I'll just use a. It is. They're in order. I'll just use an image of Jill. And that will probably draw people. I mean, because there's a lot of Jill in it. It's not just her, but there's a lot in it.
Yeah.
At any rate, we're out.